Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Moolala Money Made Simple is brought to you in part by Credit Canada. I am the CEO of the organization, and we are Canada's longest standing nonprofit credit counseling agency. Our mission is to help people get out of debt so they can get back into life. Listen, debt is a brutal reality for millions of Canadians. It starts to pile on for lots and lots of different reasons: job loss, divorce, illness, bad luck, you name it. Our accredited credit counselors are available to help you understand your current financial situation and take you through all your options on how to move forward. And there really are options out there. So go to creditcanada.com. We are nonprofit. As I said, the counseling is free and judgment free. Immigrants to Canada sometimes have a lot to pack prior to their move, and that's if they have the luxury of money and time. Sometimes that is not the case. Regardless, they can't easily pack their credit history, right? And that can have a big impact as they try to set up a new life here in Canada, a new financial life here in Canada. Enoch Omololu is the founder of personal finance website Savvy New Canadians, and he joins us now to give us some tips on how new immigrants can build their credit. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce.
When I moved to the US years ago, I could not get a credit card. What is the reality today for immigrants when they come to Canada as it relates to credit and credit cards?
Yeah, so when I actually arrived in Canada in 2011 as a student, I was able to get a credit card, but it was a secured credit card. So that means I had to put down a deposit in a GIC, and then I got the limit, the same limit for my credit card. So that was the case then. But these days, I believe there are many banks that actually have programs designed for newcomers in particular, and those programs make it easier for newcomers to apply for credit cards through those programs. And in some cases, it's secured. In some cases, it's a regular credit card.
For the regular credit cards, I assume they need some credit history, right? Some of which would be hard to bring across the border depending on where you're coming from. And I say that because I imagine that the level of sophistication on credit scores in the UK is different than if you're coming from, say, Syria or Afghanistan, where there's just a whole bunch of tumult in those geographies. What's your sense for how much of that can travel with you?
So, no, you actually made a very good point. Excuse me. So when I checked my credit score initially, I had no credit history. And that's because in Nigeria, back when I traveled, there was nothing like credit scores. I mean, there were credit cards, but nothing like credit scores in particular that you could potentially transfer and use elsewhere. So like you said, let's say you're coming from the UK, it's possible, even from South Africa, for example, it's possible for you to move along some of those that credit history and potentially use it as a leverage when starting out. But it's tougher than just you getting your credit score built here in Canada. So it's a lot tougher. Different banks have different factors they look at, different programs. In some cases, you may be lucky, you get a regular credit card. In some cases, you just have to start from scratch.
Well, we talked about the big banks here. You go on the websites and they are spending a ton of marketing money on the immigrant demographic. But what's your sense? Are they targeting all immigrants equally, or are they pretty focused on high net worth individuals who are moving here with, you know, investable dollars and the ability to put a big down payment on a house? How broad is their net?
So I think for starters, if you are coming in as a permanent resident, so like right off the bat, you're coming into Canada as a permanent resident, many of these programs would work for you. If you're coming in as an international student, it's a lot tougher. That's because, again, the banks are looking long-term for these programs. They're looking to make money as well. So if you're coming in as a student, how many years are you going to spend? How much resources do you actually have for them to spend that much time trying to curry your business? Maybe not a lot, but permanent residents in general would potentially benefit more from these programs. And again, like you said, the more money you actually have to put down, the more benefits you can access through these programs.
You've written about the best cards, best credit cards for immigrants. You've written about that on your site. How do you define best?
For me, to start, it's going to be what's the combination of rewards versus cost. So when I'm thinking about best, I'm thinking of an entry-level card that has potentially zero fees and rewards. In some cases, you have credit cards with zero fees, but the rewards are really nothing to write home about. They're not really worth your time. So if you have a credit card that has zero fees and reasonable rewards that you actually can earn, so for example, cashback on all purchases or on most purchases, then for me, that's a great credit card, as opposed to earning points that really you are potentially not going to be able to redeem them because it's sort of limited and then you're paying these high fees from the get-go.
If I were to pair you with a newcomer to Canada and I gave you a minute or two to teach that new immigrant the key, the most important things to know about building strong credit here in this country, what would you say?
So I'll start off with how credit scores are calculated. And that's your payment history, your credit utilization ratio, the length of your credit history, the types of credit you have, and how often you are applying for new credits. Mm-hmm. So once they understand that, then by inference, they can interpret that, you know what, if I want to build a good credit score in this country, I need to get credit. Because how do you get a payment history without a credit facility? So without a credit card, there's no payment history. Or credit loan, personal loan, car loan, and the likes. And the second to that would be ensuring that once they have the credit card in place, ensuring they pay their bills on time. It's pretty easy to actually damage your credit score even further by not paying your bills on time, having outstanding payments well beyond the allowed grace period and all of that. So paying those bills on time. And then following that, once they sort of get the hang of using the credit card in and out, then you want to also try and get a mix of credit types. Mm-hmm. Even when you have funds to pay outright, say for a car, for example, I would still take a car loan on a small amount and try to pay it off as soon as possible to decrease the interest fees. But then while you're doing that, you're actually building your credit score because now you have credit card, you have a car loan, you're showing potential lenders that you are good with credit. You're a credit worthy person.
How do you factor in language and culture? Two really relevant, even if you come from an English-speaking country coming to Canada, there are so many cultural things that I'm oblivious to. I grew up here, including how an individual relates to authority and relates to institutions based on the political context that you come from. What advice would you have for new Canadians on navigating that part of the credit game?
So for credit in particular, I think I grew up in a home where my mom told me when I was traveling out, she was like, make sure you don't get a credit card. It's going to get you into debt and you're going to be in serious trouble. So while I was in the UK for almost 3 years, I did not even think about credit cards at all. It was always cash in, cash out, my debit card. And then when I came to Canada, I wasn't so interested until I tried to buy a car and I was like, oh, you know what? I can't afford this car outright. Let me go to my bank and get a loan. And they're like, oh, sorry, no, you can't give me a loan.
No score.
And I was like, okay, I should have gotten a credit card from the get-go because then I started reading about how to build a credit score and all of that. So that's some cultural aspects that may play into this is you have that upbringing that tells you, you know what, all kinds of debt are bad. And that doesn't really play out here in Canada. You actually need to take on some debt. And I mean, not many people can afford a home paying everything up front. So those different differences can play a lot into how soon people start to actually build their credit score until they're actually forced to do so.
Yeah. Really important stuff. Enoch, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.
We appreciate it. Enoch Omololu is the founder of personal finance website, Savvy New Canadians. You got to check it out. There's tons of insight on so many of the other elements of personal finance. Really, really helpful for people who are new to Canada and looking to learn how things go.
Hi, it's me, your debt. Look, we need to talk. This isn't working. The missed payments, the collection calls, and all those sleepless nights. We need nonprofit debt counseling, and I found the perfect place. Credit Canada Debt Solutions. They're non-judgmental, 100% confidential. They'll negotiate with creditors and even stop interest. Don't you want to rebuild your credit? You deserve better.
Break up with debt. Visit creditcanada.com.